Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft and Amazon launched an early access public preview of integration between Cortana and Amazon Voice services. Users will be able to ask their Echoes for information from, say, email or calendar that Microsoft handles well, and Cortana users can have Amazon execute smart home things that Echoes handle well. In practice, this means asking one voice assistant to open the other and then using it like you normally would. Microsoft is making its Your Phone app available to all users in the Microsoft Store on Windows 10. Right now, it works with Android phones to let you drag and drop photos from your phone to your PC. Syncing text messages and notifications, as well as an iOS version, are still to come. A new vulnerability being called Foreshadow was found thanks to research into the related Meltdown and Spectre chip flaws. Foreshadow bypasses speculative execution safeguards to create an unprotected copy of data in Intel's SGX enclave, which is meant to secure sensitive application data, things like credit card numbers. Foreshadow could also break security boundaries between virtual machines in a data center. Intel and Microsoft have published patches, and Amazon and Google have developed mitigations for their cloud services. Mashable reports hundreds of people have reported their Instagram accounts were accessed, locking them out, and changing all their profile info. Some, or at least one, had their two-factor authentication on and then turned off by the attackers. Photos on the accounts remain unchanged. HQ Trivia has launched a version of its app for Apple TV. The new version lets you use the iOS remote app for voting. The mobile app's download have been declining in recent months, but the game still attracts hundreds of thousands of players. Samsung announced its 5G standards-compliant Exynos modem 5100. It can hit 6 gigabits per second millimeter wave speeds. Built on Samsung's 10-nanometer process for sub-6 gigahertz and millimeter wave 5G spectrums. Also is backwards compatible, which is important. Can work with 2G, 3G, and LTE. Samsung says it is the first modem to conform to the 3GPP 5G spec that was published back in July. If you remember, Qualcomm launched its X50 modem, but that was before the spec had been finalized. Sprint and LG will work together to release a 5G smartphone in the first half of 2019. Sprint plans to bring its 5G network out in 2019 as well. LG joins Motorola's 5G Moto Mod for the Moto Z3 as the second promised cell phone device for 5G networks. Verizon plans to launch its 5G service later this year in Indianapolis, Houston, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. Early adopters can choose free subscriptions to YouTube TV or a free Apple TV 4K device, one or the other. You also get NFL, NBA, and news content from Verizon's Oath. Android Police reports that Punica Web, developers of two call recording apps for Android, say call recordings no longer possible in Android 9 Pie without root access, and apps don't get root access. That means no third-party call recording apps on Android Pie. There have been rumors that Google was working on a native call recording feature, but it does not appear in at least this first release of Android 9. Research led by scientists at Rutgers University showed how to use existing Wi-Fi networks to identify suspicious objects in bags. It could be used as a low-cost security measure in places like stadiums or theme parks that can't implement airport-level security. A device with 2 to 3 antennas can be implemented into existing Wi-Fi networks. The system then analyzes how Wi-Fi signals penetrate and bounce off materials. It had a 90% success rate of identifying dangerous objects wrapped in bags. Tencent reported an unexpected 2% drop in Q2 profits, its first decline in almost 13 years. Tencent experienced slower than expected growth in gaming and investments. Tencent plans to address the slowdown by getting more out of its existing titles, launching more role-playing games, and publishing more games internationally. WeChat grew to 1.06 billion users, and financial and cloud services raised its other business category revenue 81%. One of the problems with Tencent's gaming sector is that Bloomberg reports Chinese regulators have frozen approvals of new game licenses. The freeze comes as a result of personnel changes at the ministry, as well as concerns over violence and gambling in games. Companies like Tencent have mentioned approval freezes in their earnings, as we mentioned, but the government has not made any official comments about it. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.